And later, that's good stuff. ZZ Top, before that, some Pink Floyd. The Grease Air, fresh from a constitutional. It's so institutional. Slightly air pollutional. It's a constitutional. So I feel better. Yeah, that's one thing about this job that is a little restrictive, you know. You are rather tied to the Sennheiser. Although, I've had other jobs that kept me away from the porcelain convenience for longer periods of time. When I was in the middle of an operation, when I was a surgeon, you couldn't say, hang on and cover for me for a second. Where's the sports section? Yeah, I was a good surgeon. I throw my arms skyward and scream, these hands have been touched by God! But I'll never forget, when I was in the medical profession, well, I was considered one of the best. I had a dilemma. Because when it came time for surgery on my own body, I didn't want anybody else to touch me. I felt like only I possessed the artistry necessary to do the finesse-type surgery that I wanted for myself. But I had to have that old gallbladder operation. So I remember I insisted upon local anesthesia so I could give my comments as they were going about it. Sure enough, there I was, locally anesthetized, on my elbows, peering down. As the doctors I had picked made the incision, I said, be careful, for crying out loud, you're not cutting steaks in a barbecue, this is my human flesh, treat my body with a little dignity. Don't go attacking that epidermis like it's chicken skin, for crying out loud. Suture that, look, we got hematomal hemorrhage here. Suture, come on. For crying out loud, nurse, come on, get yourself in action here. The man asked for a sponge. Let's go. Let's see some consistency. Let's see some teamwork on this thing. Sweat was pouring down the faces of the other doctors. They knew I was making them nervous, but rightly so. I wanted them working on my body precisely. I said, look in the wound. Can you see the vast difference? The doctor said, the vast difference between what? I said, no, not the vast difference. The vast difference. The human organ known as the value. Stupid, unbelievable, link-a-boom. I wouldn't let you cut meat at Uncle Milty's butcher store. I can't believe I'm letting you cut my body! And then in the aftermath, I saw this really hideous scar. I resolved I would never let another surgeon touch me. I resolved that I would, if I had to, I'd do open-heart surgery on myself. Well, I didn't fortunately need any open-heart surgery, but the day came when Estelle came to me and said, "Hun, I've been on the pill now for 15 years. I think it's time you had a vasectomy." I said, I said, maybe you're right, I don't know. So sure enough, the day came, but I wasn't going to let any other doctor do it. I opted to do the vasectomy on myself. I had one nurse there to assist, a mirror. I locally anesthetized the hydraulics and made the incision, but I didn't realize that I was operating in a mirror and everything I was doing... And as I reconnected the little tubes, I didn't realize that the mirror image I was seeing was actually backwards. The nurse, being an ear for brains anyway, didn't notice it either. So I rehitched myself improperly. And I didn't realize it because it's quite a healing period. You know, you got 3-4 days. You are out of service, if you know what I'm saying. So finally a week went by and Estelle and I were ready to test the hardware. And sure enough, as I was about to achieve my Shangri-La... she said, "My God, what was that?" I said, I said, "Estelle... call the squat thrusting team. Tell them we gotta cancel practice for tonight."
Take Metro Rail.